I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
To the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns, and I am joined on the line by my co-host, Danny Dimes. What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, flipping dimes every day till they turn into nickels. Nickels, perhaps.
Yeah? I mean, wait.
Just dimes.
Do you flip a dime and then it splits into two nickels?
That's the plan.
Wow.
It hasn't happened yet.
It'd be probably profitable if it could split into more nickels.
Well, only if I keep doing that. And then those both flip both those nickels and turn them into dimes. That's the only way it could be profitable.
Oh, okay.
And I have 20 cents.
Interesting.
I start with dime.
Well,
who knows?
This could be a profitable thing for you. I hope it works out.
I really hope it works out. You know, it would be great depending on how long it takes. Because, like, even if I could do it, but it's like, you can do it, but you can only do it once a day.
Yeah.
It's fine. I get a double, 20 cents a day, but I'll do it. But how long is it going to take? If it takes me like 5 hours, it's not worth it.
Not worth it. Probably not. No.
For 20 cents? No.
No.
It'd be cool. Just like I do it sometimes just because people wouldn't believe me. Like, you can't do that. Like, I can. It's just not. And I don't need to do it. Why? Can I get 20 cents?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, this is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I'm glad that you're finally bringing it to light.
That's why they call me Danny Dimes.
That's what they call you. I mean, these nicknames don't come out of thin air, as they say.
No, not like these nickels.
No. Well, yeah. And then the dimes.
And then the dimes. But then it's got to go nickels first.
It's like a weird, form of like almost like tennis. You're going back and forth from dimes and nickels, but you're just increasing the amount each time.
You flip them. You just keep flipping. You flip, you catch it until it eventually just turns into nickels. And then you flip it, both those nickels. You have to flip both the nickels simultaneously and catch it. Flip, catch it.
Yeah.
Until both of them turn into dimes. Then you set those aside and that's what you get.
Got it. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. Some people flip houses. You flip dimes.
Yeah.
And nickels.
Flip dimes. And nickels into dimes. Eventually, it's turning just into dimes.
It's convoluted, but, it's working for you.
Next, dimes into quarters.
Well, I mean, that's probably going to take a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Most likely. I mean, you could be a natural. You just got to, focus a little more.
I think so.
Maybe. We're trying. How was your week? Damn.
Good week. Had a good week. I bowled.
Oh,
I hadn't bowled in a while. And actually went to three different bowling alleys.
Really?
Because we went to... Have you ever been to Bolero?
Yeah, yeah. It's like an account of mine.
There's one in Feasterville.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a couple in Jersey, too.
An arcade. It's like a Dave & Buster's bowling alley.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have laser tag. They got it's so I didn't know. I've been to a Bolero out in Santa Monica, and it was just a bar, and they had a couple games, maybe an air hockey table, and then it was bowling.
Mm-hmm.
But this was huge, also packed, dude.
Really?
Oh my God, there was so many children in the arcade. So many. We got in there. Couldn't hear anything. It was so loud because there's so many people. And no one was social distance. Like, there's not even close. Except for the bowling. The bowling, they partitioned off. But the kids in the arcade, it was like Chuck E. Cheese in its prime. Anytime I've ever been to Chuck E. Cheese back in my childhood, it was like that at it in full capacity. There was kids everywhere just running back and forth.
Jeez.
And so everyone had masks on, but mm-hmm. I guess, for the most part, I wasn't looking.
I mean, I guess like until you start eating and drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, and could do that. There was tables too there. You can, because we were gonna eat. That was the plan, but it was 18 people in front of us for bowling.
Like Jesus when we got Christ.
There. So we're like, all right, screw that, because my girlfriend didn't feel too comfortable. And then we grabbed something to eat, and then called this other place, and they said, yeah, they'll be good in like an hour, and they should have free lane. So we grabbed food for like an hour. Then we drove to that place. And then actually we drove to a on the border.
Yeah.
Mexican. So we got out of Bolero, and then there was this, my girlfriend typed on the border into her phone because she wanted Mexican food.
It's fair.
And then there was this small little place that had like, it looked really like authentic Mexican food. So I was like, why don't we just go here? It was like right by the Bolero. So we did that instead. Got food, went out, and then she was like, all right, we're going to head over to this bowling alley. She thought she put the bowling alley in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just follow you. She put on the border. We drove like all the way to this on the border.
Yeah.
Mexican restaurant. And we were trying to, like, her son, all he wanted to do was bowl. He wasn't even hungry. He was just like, yeah. I just want to bowl. I just want to bowl. All the kids in that bowling alley are lucky. I'm not lucky. he pretty much was like, you hate me. I just want to bowl.
Well,
like,
mom wants a taco.
Like, we literally can't bowl. But so we were driving to the bowling alley, and then we ended up at on the border. And I'm like, oh, crap. So then we readjusted, went to the bowling alley, and it was an hour wait.
Oh, jeez.
So my girlfriend was about to give up. She was like, I just don't even care.
Yeah.
I've just been driving, eaten and driven around to go to, and there was a bowling alley back by her house. We called them first, drove in. They had like three lanes open, so it was fun.
And it worked out?
Yeah, it ended up being
Do you
fun.
Still got the touch, man? Are you bowling strike arenas or in spare arenas?
So I would have. I think I would have bowled better. I did bowl a few strikes. I had a double, but we put the bumpers up.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
I roll that side spin, and it sometimes it goes where the bumpers lean in, and if it catches that while it's spinning, it throws everything off.
Yeah, I've run into the same thing bowling recently.
I'm doing a podcast.
Hello.
All right, hold on.
Okay. I'm going to just keep talking.
Keep talking.
Bowling, man, it's a crazy thing. Last time I bowled, it was all right. But...
I was real sore the next day. Real, dude, real. So I didn't know. You know, you just forget because you bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my bowling ball. I have a bowling ball, so why not bring it? And it's on the heavier side.
Yeah.
But then the next day I had work, and I completely forgot. I was picking stuff up. Like, why is my hand throbbing? And I just, the whole day, I was like, what the fuck did I do to my hand? And it's bowling. Every time I go bowling, like, my back and side of my arms start to hurt. It's just because you forget.
Yeah, there's muscles we don't use normally anymore.
Nope.
I mean, even after I golf, like, after it's been a while, like, the next day, I'm like, oh, man, my back. Like, I'm just not used to twisting it like that.
I threw the football around, and my back was killing me the next day.
Dude, we're getting old. You're getting old.
I gotta exercise more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that stuff. I walk dogs. That's my exercise now.
Sorry, man. Well, at least just the bowling's a start. We'll get there. You know, I'm a little sore because I got the vaxy-waxy today, my first dose.
You got the vaccine?
Yes, sir.
How's that?
Got the vaccine. I, you know, Walgreens opened up their vaccine, so Friday night, me and the lady were able to get an appointment, and it was today, this morning. It was like all the way in South Jersey. So we'd wake up early. Mine was at one Walgreens. Hers at another that was like 40 minutes away. And it actually worked out that the timing was perfect. So I can do mine and then we can go do hers. And yeah, man. I mean, it was pretty wild. It was like, how do you feel about needles? Are you like a...
I'm not. I don't care.
You don't care? Yeah. I mean, so I don't care either. I mean, getting blood taken always kind of sucks. You get a little lightheaded because you're losing the blood and stuff. But yeah, man, it was the easiest shot I've ever had.
Yeah.
I speak...
What about a foul shot?
I suck at basketball, so definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, man, it was like prick in, and then in a month I go back for the second dose of Reno. You know, live podcast from a room full of people spitting on my face, coming soon, sooner than you think. So, yeah, man, hopefully we can get you on it. They said podcasters definitely qualify. So
yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's you know, things are starting to, you know, get a little bit better, I guess. I mean, things are opening up a little more.
Yeah, a lot of Pennsylvania, I think, didn't they?
Or was it Pennsylvania? Yeah, they just announced something, I think, for April, starting in April.
Restrictions will be pulled back. And
Jersey's getting some restrictions pulled back as of Friday. Nothing crazy, but things are up to 50%.
Yeah, so it's something.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's exciting. It's been a long time. This is like a year from when shutdown really started. Right now it's, you know, March 16th. I think my sister came back this day and then 2 days later started showing symptoms. So we were stuck in the house for 2 weeks. With her. That was crazy.
Remember that?
Yeah, man.
Remember the beginning of COVID?
Oh, my
God. I was 14 days quarantined here.
Yeah?
Yeah, with my girlfriend.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It feels surreal, like, that it was that. Like, it was only a year ago. It feels almost like this has been the longest year ever. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, it's over, so...
Yeah, and so it's all over, man.
It did feel like a long year though, but maybe that's just because we base memory on like memorable events, and there were so many things. Like,
yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah, the amount of stuff that happened personally and globally,
or the amount of stuff that didn't happen, and you were like, oh, I was supposed to do that, I was supposed to do that, like, and you remember that, like, being like, oh shit.
Yeah, man. It's yeah, it was a crazy year. We did a lot of podcasts, though. That was awesome. I believe this is episode 80.
Is this episode 80?
Yeah, man. But I mean, at this rate, we'll be hitting episode 100 this year, and we'll have to plan something pretty wild, some crazy shit. Yeah, why not?
A little wild and crazy times, a little 100 party.
Hell yeah, a little Centurino.
Centurino.
Yeah, but we'll see. Also something happened this week. My least favorite day of the year.
What day?
Daylight savings in spring when we lose an hour.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I hate it. Like,
you know what I hate? What? I hate the people. I hate, like, not like parents, but like other people that remind you just because they want to be like, oh, you forgot.
I'm saying something.
Like, no, I know. I also have, we all have iPhones.
They all just switch.
Everyone's like, don't forget to just set your clocks. I'm like, I have an iPhone. You have an iPhone. Everyone has, no. Like, well, you would have forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
multiple people told me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they feel like, you know, and I probably have said it too. It's like, oh, you know. I usually, when I talk about it, I'm always like, we fucking lose an hour this weekend, don't we? You know, I don't mind. I mean, I think we should just abolish daylight savings altogether.
We'll just keep taking hours away.
Yeah, every day.
Every year until the, well, just from now on, it's just daylight savings, but backwards. You know, it just, you go an hour back.
Yeah.
And then an hour back. Just keep going.
What time does it start? Is it 2? I think it's 2 a.m., right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I'm not the Sandman.
It's crazy, though, because, like, if you remember, like, being out at the bars, right, on that night, in the spring, it would go from 2 to 3 at 2.
Dude, I remember coming back from Boston when it was fall, mm-hmm. when it dropped back, and me and Razika dropped you off in Drexel.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it is 2 because it went from like 2 to 1 o'clock. We're like, oh, it's only 1?
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, I thought it was a lot later because we drove you down at like 12. And when we were like leaving, we were like, it was heading back, and we had been down there for a while. Yeah, I think it does start at like 2.
Yeah, I think it starts at 2. But like, it was always like such bullshit because it would go back to 1 at 2, but like the bars would still close. I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We were all like, but it's only 1, you know, like, but.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
I know it makes sense.
Come on.
Come on. Let's, you know, party some more. But, dude, I hate it, man. And the Monday after, right? So, like, this past Monday, it's like the Mondayest of Mondays. You know? It's just like, because it takes you a couple days to get used to losing that hour. At least it does for me.
What do you mean? Like yesterday or this next Monday?
No, this past Monday. Because savings is Saturday into Sunday. But yeah, it was brutal. Yeah,
I had to work on this Monday.
Yeah, so did I.
The liquor store. And it was slow.
Really?
Yeah.
Slow Monday.
Mondays are usually slow.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully things pick up a little bit soon, I think, with the stimulus money. People will start spending a little more.
That stimmy check.
Checks.
And the weather, once it gets warm. I mean, it's just been, like, it was real nice this week. And then it got cold. These past, like, 3 days, it's been real chilly.
Yeah. It's supposed to warm up again, though. But this isn't a weather podcast. maybe it is.
Yeah, so we got a cold weather front pressure moving in the lower front end of the map.
Monday after Monday, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stop for a hoagie, and I was like, I'm gonna find a good hoagie place. I was up in Jersey City. I stopped at a place called Subculture. Now, they call them subs up there. Same thing. But it's a pretty cool spot. Like, you go in there, and they're just playing, like, punk music. And it's like, chaos. Because, like, the walls are all these, like, movie posters from, like, the 90s. It's like a 90s-themed sub shop. Like, Clerks, Tommy Boy, like, all this shit. And, I got an Italian hoagie, and it was delicious. Now, how do you feel about mayo in an Italian?
I'm not for it, but I'll eat it because I was surprised the first time I ever, because I don't do it. My family just, you know, maybe if my family did, I would have, because I get it. I've had it, and it's not terrible, but I never had it, and then I was with a family, and I guess that's how they have their Italians. And I was eating it and was so surprised. And I was like, what is on this Italian? And I was so grossed out by it.
Yeah.
So, like, later in life, I tried it, and it was fine. It was good. But I think at that point, just because I was expecting an Italian, it was a Wawa Italian, which is like a staple Italian for me. And it just tasted different than I thought, so it threw me back. So yeah. I have a little jaded opinion. I'm not really for mayonnaise on an Italian.
That's fair. Now, I'm the same way. I grew up never having mayonnaise on an Italian. Obviously, you know, in my older years, I've had Italians with mayonnaise, and I don't hate it, actually. I don't think I normally order it. But this is the first time I ordered an Italian hoagie that, like, came with mayo. Like, you know, like, as opposed to, like, you having to ask for it. And
where was it?
It was up in Jersey City. It's called Subculture.
Oh, Subculture. You did say that.
Yeah. And, I mean, the hoagie was amazing. And I think I like it. I think I like mayonnaise on it. I don't know. Mayonnaise does add a fucking, when you've had so many Italian hoagies.
Hold on. You're talking about Italian hoagies. I want to see if I wrote it down.
Okay.
I was at Walmart, in the, like, I forget what I was getting. I got, like, headphones.
Uh-huh.
A while ago. And the girl behind the desk was just like, she was like, you like subs or sandwiches or something? And I was like, yeah. And she recommended a sub place.
Yeah. Like, you just go to out of the blue at a Walmart.
Yeah. She was working. And I want to see if I put it down. Come on.
I'm also going to send you a picture of the hoagie so you have at least some context.
Oh, crap. That's a good looking hoagie.
It was a good look. I mean, a sub. I guess it's a submarino.
Yeah, it's a sub. All right, come on.
Which Walmart was this?
This is Flemington Walmart.
Was it a local place in Flemington?
It was by there. Oh, man. I don't think I have it. Sanborn? No.
Just subs?
No. It wasn't one I had. I wrote it down somewhere in my notes. I have to.
Was it in Flemington or was it just like a random place?
It wasn't in Flemington. They said it was somewhere by Flemington. They're like, it was a real weird conversation. But I went out, I was like, I'll write that down. I know I fucking wrote it in my notes somewhere.
Were you like buying hoagie meats or something?
No, I was buying literally the headphones I have on my head. And the woman was like, do you like sandwiches? And I was like, yeah. It was a real weird conversation.
It
left me like, whoa, what? I guess that they were deciding. I came in on a conversation with her and her friend. Like, mm-hmm. Her friend was like, out of my sight. And then, I guess when I walked up, she was like, yeah, you like sandwiches? Maybe because she thought I had heard whatever they were talking about. But, and then I'm really mad that I don't have, I wrote it down somewhere. Celery? No. Celery, whole milk, cheese, tortellini, parmesan. No, that's not. When would it even be? All right. Well, you go.
Anyway.
I'll find it.
It's a good hoagie. I think I'm falling in the mayonnaise camp. I don't, obviously not in excess, but I do enjoy the mayo on a hoagie, on an Italian hoagie, Subarino. I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
You'd say you moved across the country.
Yeah, I moved from one coast to the other.
Now, this is like just a short little nugget. This is like, you've moved, we can both agree you moved across the country. Would you say
where are you going with this?
That I moved across the country?
Yeah, a different way.
Yeah, yeah, like, right? But, like, so I, for, you know, the listeners at home, I, you know, as a kid, moved from, you know, Northeast New Jersey down to Florida. You can never refer to someone going down to Florida as, like, across the country, even though it kind of is, right?
Yeah, just a different across.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, though? But, like, you wouldn't, it feels, like, weird to say, oh, I moved across the country. Oh, where to? California?
Unless,
no, Florida.
What does across mean? Does it have to be like if we're thinking of an axis, we're just thinking of it because we're like it still could be a cross. It just depends how you look at it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know, but who's to say that north to south isn't a cross and east to west isn't a cross? I mean, who's deciding these things? But it just feels weird to say I moved across country when I just moved down to Florida.
Yeah, I mean, you still moved across country.
I know.
It's
just fucking with me, man. It's like, it just feels weird.
Well, then you didn't move across country. You moved down. Move down in the country.
Oh, thank you. Actually, means, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like what I did, but I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just, I don't know.
I have, I was looking for that thing, and I came across a, I think I was going to make it a children's book. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's called Yup, We Shit. It says, this shits, that shits, skinny shits, fat shits, funny shits, cat shits, runny shits, bat shits, and then next to it in parentheses it says Shikaka.
Okay.
Nice shits, mice shits, ice shits, dice shits, craps table.
Is this?
That's all it is. I don't know. It just says yep. This is in my note.
That's just in your note.
We shit. That's it.
And you think that was title. A? I mean, that's almost.
I don't know if that was a kid's book or
a rap. Poem,
yeah.
But it'd be kind of like the sequel to like Go the Fuck to Sleep, you know that one?
Yeah. I don't know what that.
Yeah,
but I cannot find that for the life of me.
Oh man,
that's sad. I'm really upset. Maybe sad.
But that's okay. That's okay. But yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on the across the country thing. Hey man,
yeah.
I did.
You did it.
I did it. So yeah, man, I got another TikTok going viral, as you know. Call
you
me.
Do.
They're gonna start calling me Tommy TikToks. You know, that's where we're gonna might have to rename the podcast.
Tommy TikToks.
Tommy TikToks. I mean, it's basically here's the thing I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If you can follow me on TikTok at Tommy Johns, the TikTok is I stitched it. Now, if you don't know what a stitch is, it's where you take someone's video and you show a little clip of it and then you add with your own video. So I stitched this one. It was a stupid thing. I challenged my friend to eat two pizzas for $100 and I made the joke. That that's not even a challenge. That's what I would normally do. And everybody in the comments is saying the same thing. They're like, oh, that's a regular Tuesday night, you know, shit like that. But I've been noticing a lot of people just challenge me. You should do it on camera. You should do that. I will pay you 20. I'll Venmo you $20 to do that on camera. And there's some people are like, do four. Now, I mean, I'm just
That's tough.
It is tough.
Depends what. I could put down four of the. If you get the right pizza.
Yeah.
Like of those oven, little oven pizzas. Like even you get like a thin crust one, you could put down four. I could put down four easy.
Easily.
I could put down four of like those medium sized like Tostinos or they got, you know, the little one. I could put down those.
Yeah. Like they're almost like little. They're like a cracker. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I could put those down, but you throw them in like toaster oven.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that, but like, here's the thing, but like, all that challenging thing aside, it's making me, realize that it maybe like that, you know, like that YouTube like thing where people eat a shit ton of food on camera.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Why are people in? I mean, I think we talked about this last time. Why are people into it?
I don't know. That's what they're into.
I don't know, man. I mean, but it's making me realize that it's like a real big thing. Like even just in the small like sample that I'm getting right now.
A lot of people eat.
A lot of people eat, Yeah, and they like to see people eat a lot. I don't know. I don't like to see people eat a lot.
Four pizzas. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat them in front of me?
You should
live stream.
I'll put my Venmo in the comments. That did make me start thinking. Now, are you familiar with any mukbang YouTubers? You're a YouTube guy.
Yeah, there's a chick, Tammy Trash. It's like White Trash Tammy or something. She does them.
Does she?
Yeah, she does like the Taco Bell ones. She's just real, like, she's a character.
Oh yeah, I've seen her TikToks.
And then there's that kid. That one kid, I don't follow them. I've watched one or two, three here, there. Mm-hmm. Is that you know, the one kid who reminds me a little bit of Jacob, who's just like, oh, this is, they got three buns. Look at all that onion. And have you ever seen that?
Oh.
There's a couple.
Is it the guy who's always in a suit?
Yeah, the guy who's always in his
But
suit.
That's not like mukbang. I mean, that guy's just eating.
No, that's what it is. That's literally what it is. That's mukbang.
It is? What about the people that sit there at like a table that's like covered in food? Is that just more intense mukbang?
I don't know. Mukbang is like a review. You're like, this is pretty good. I guess the one at the table is a fetish. It's food fetish.
Mukbang is an online audiovisual broadcast in which a host consumes large quantities of food while interacting with the audience. It became popular in South Korea. So I guess it is. I mean, I guess it's all probably a form of it, but it looks like it's mostly, you know, centered around overeating and stuff like that. But anyway, it's a weird thing. And I don't think I'd be into it. I stumbled upon, I was in like a rabbit hole, and like there's this I guess famous mukbang YouTuber called Nikocado Avocado. Does that sound familiar?
Oh no.
Alright, so it's like this guy. Let me see if I can send something here. You might know him by like the way he looks. I don't know why it's not letting. Okay. Nikocado Avocado. I'll just send this to you here.
Send it.
Send it. What does that even mean? Like, where's like, I literally just searched something you could have just searched and then copied the link of the search and sent it to you. I don't know what's wrong with me. But yeah, that's in your chat. On Skype.
Oh, on Skype. I'm waiting for...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wait, on Skype where?
In the chat.
It says yo.
Wait, in the... What do you mean it says yo?
It says yo.
Go to where we're talking, and then it should say chat, like at the current call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just sent another thing.
Whoa. Skype would like to record this computer screen. Deny that.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
Cancel. Chat. It says Nico Cavado.
Anyway, it says YouTuber.
This guy, I still have no clue.
Really? He shows up on like my Twitter feed, and he's been like, there's been videos that he's like a meme. I guess he's, you know, whatever. He's a mukbang guy. He's a homosexual. And he would do his videos with his boyfriend, which I believe they're now broken up. His name was Orlin. Now, so here's the chain reaction. I make this video. People are requesting things. I kind of figure out that that's what he does. I kind of do a little looking into him. I'm on Twitter. All of a sudden, I see watching a video of him getting railed by his boyfriend. So I don't really know what this mukbang thing is. But
what?
Yeah.
How did you escalate to that?
I guess it just happened. Like
what do you mean?
I guess they just broke up, and then a video leaked of them. Yeah, on Twitter of them going at it, and it was a weird thing because I'm used to seeing this guy, you know, in images and videos where he's like sitting with a shit ton of food in front of him. Now I'm watching what essentially is gay porn.
Yeah. Well, hey.
You know,
Twitter's not really the place for it, but
yeah, I think it got taken down at this point. So I don't know if you want to look into it.
That's what you're into. Go for it.
I'm not into it. I didn't get horny when I watched it.
Okay.
I want to say that.
If now, you do, that's okay too,
man. That's cool. I mean,
I just want to let you know that.
I'm not gonna say it's because. Like, I'm not into gay stuff. I don't want to rule that out. It's just they're not really attractive to me. Like, I don't find them attractive. Maybe if it was, like, two hot guys, you know. Maybe.
Just two hot guys
going at it. This story might have gone a different way, and I might not even be talking about it right now.
That's fair.
But, yeah, man, it's pretty crazy kind of want to get to the root of these mukbang things. It fascinates me, you know? Like, why do people... I'm going to search it. Why do people like mukbang? Why do we like mukbang?
It's like hanging out with your friends while you eat. You can eat while they eat and just listen to them talk.
All right.
About a topic. It's like a podcast where you eat and just like, this is good.
That's
and they talk, right? I don't know.
People tune into Food Network because there's something satisfying about watching others enjoy a meal. That's exactly why so many people tune into mukbang videos. Some people find the sounds of chewing, sipping, and slurping extremely relaxing. And they fire up the videos for the sound over the sounds over the physical eating. It's interesting. What is the point? Watching it appears to help such individuals satisfy food cravings. Okay, that makes sense. Experience the feeling of binge eating themselves and having a vicarious satiation via visual and audio stimulation.
Ah.
Now, do you think you would try this? Like, if you're like, oh man, I can't eat two pizzas for $100 or whatever. I gotta, you know, like I want to
watch someone.
I gotta watch somebody do it.
Do you think I could try it? I could try anything, I suppose.
But yeah,
I don't think I want to. I have no. It's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, if people make money doing this.
Oh yeah.
As long as they stay healthy. Money. I don't want them to die.
Well, yeah, that was the one thing I saw, like a comparison video of this Nico Cotto avocado guy of when he first started. He's like a real tiny guy. Now he's like pretty hefty. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, that's okay. You can be, as long as you're healthy. Like, you don't have to be
any. Well, I can't be. I can't imagine, you know, eating a 10,000 calorie flaming hot Cheetos challenge is healthy.
There's the pressure of, you know, coming up with content, and it can't be like the health, you know, just be like, this is my job. You're going to die if you eat crazy amounts of unhealthy food. But, you know, if he's doing it right and whatever, could go good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. I guess this guy is the top thing is inside the rise of his or inside the rise and fall.
Fall.
How did he fall? Maybe the breakup?
Nicholas Perry, known for his online alias Nico Cotto Avocado, is a Ukrainian-born American internet
celebrity. This is wild. All right,
former violinist.
Yeah, he played violin and I don't know, mukbangers. It sounds, first of all, mukbanging sounds like pretty, you know. Oh, they're married. They're not even boyfriends. So that was a wild, wild thing to watch. I mean, at least it was in the union of marriage. Anyway, I don't know. Mukbanging is
the name does sound like.
I don't know, man. It's all wild to me. Sounds like
Pokemon.
But here's one thing that I always think about. Right, they have these tables filled with food, and they're eating it, like a bunch of it, right? And I'm like, this food's like, it's going to take you a while to do it. This is a long video. That food's getting cold, you know? Like those noodles at the end of the table right there. Like, you know, you think they're going to be warm by the time you get to them? You're like after you finish your third Big Mac, you know?
Yeah, you can't do that much. Yeah, that's what, know. Like, you gotta portion it.
Yeah.
You need a lot, but not like a lot. I'd rather watch someone eat like a healthy amount, like a good amount.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Well, whatever. It's the world we live in. And, I don't know. But, the Oscar nominations are out for the year 2021.
I didn't see them. But
you didn't see the Oscar nominations?
No.
All right, we'll talk about. All right, so this is one. Okay, well, I don't know. We'll just start with animated feature film, which I'm sure you might have seen. Some of them you saw. Onward.
Onward. Yeah, I liked Onward.
Over the Moon.
Over the Moon.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I don't know what that is. Let's take a look at what that is. Over the Moon. The hell? It was a Netflix movie? I mean, I'm not over the moon.
No, you're not.
Oh, came out in October. I didn't even hear about this. But then again, I'm not really, you know, I'm not ears to the ground on this stuff. The Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon. Now, did you see that?
No.
No, okay. Soul?
Soul, yeah, Soul was great.
Yeah, than Onward? I didn't see any of these movies.
Yeah, Soul was better than Onward.
Okay, interesting. How about Wolfwalkers? See that one?
What's that one?
I don't know. I don't know any of these Wolfwalkers. I like the art style. Looks pretty sweet. I guess this was a little more of a indie kind of thing. Looks good.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Wolfwalkers. All right. What about the regular movies? Not regular, real movies. No. Animated features are also real movies. The Father. Judas and the Black Messiah. Mank. Minari. Nomadland. Promising Young Woman. Sound of Metal, The Trial of the Chicago 7. You know any of those?
Nope.
I saw Sound of Metal, which is awesome. I heard Mank was very boring. It's about Mank's about the making of Citizen Kane.
Rosebud? Yeah. Citizen Kane. That's it.
Minari, I know, is the film that has the guy from the Asian guy from Walking Dead, and he's actually nominated for one of the best actor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy awesome. Let's see who else is nominated. Best actor in a leading role, the guy from Sound of Metal, Riz Ahmed, who you definitely know. Chadwick Boseman got nominated posthumously. Is that how you say the word? Posthumously, for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Anthony Hopkins is in the race for The Father. Gary Oldman from Mank, and Steven Yeun from Minari. That's the guy from Walking Dead. Sacha Baron Cohen is nominated for supporting role. Daniel Kaluuya, I think that is that the guy from Get Out?
Yes.
Yeah. Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. Paul Ratchy in Sound of Metal. And then Lakeith Stanfield. Then we got Viola Davis, Andra Day, Vanessa Kirby, Frances McDormand, Carrie Mulligan, and then Glenn Close. It seems like she gets nominated a lot. Olivia Colman, Amanda Seyfried, Yoo Jung Yoon, and Maria Bakalova for Borat too. Interesting. Now, this is an interesting year for the Oscars because obviously, not a lot of movies came out, at least that we could see in theaters. That being said, I am a little disappointed that I think, as far as I can tell, Tenet was only nominated for one Oscar.
What was it? Like sound?
Visual effects.
Visual effects. Yeah. Well, I didn't think it's not like a critical.
I know, but in I don't know.
Too hard for people to get.
I guess. Oh, production design. Production design. Oh, and visual effects. Got two. I don't know. I mean, my sister will probably have a Oscar party. It's in late April this year.
Late April.
Are you going to take it down this year? I mean, so this is an interesting.
I'm going to win this year.
100%. We are totally able to watch all of these. I think we can stream all of them pretty easily.
Well, I'm going to take it down.
I'm
going to win. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt in my mind. I'm going to win.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. I guess for the people at home, my sister does like a competition where you fill out who you think's going to win. She usually wins, right?
Yeah, she usually does.
But you've tied her before.
That's the best I've done.
But never beaten her.
Never won.
You know what? She's had a busy year. This could be the year. This could be the year you take her down. And we're going to have her on the podcast. Around Oscar time. Maybe that day.
Mentally worn out. She won't have time to think about the Oscars. That's when I take the victory. When it doesn't mean as much.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. It means more.
Oh, yeah.
It means more. That means you're not going out to the movies. You're not seeing them. You sat down and you did your research. You're not seeing these movies.
No, why not?
Not the movies, right? Shh. I've only seen one of these movies, and I think it was amazing. And I hope.
Which one?
Sound of Metal.
Oh yeah, you said that.
Yeah, that one's on Amazon Prime. I definitely recommend. Okay. I think it was made in my rec room. After I watched it, I don't know if he's a front runner, for best actor, but I think he did a great job. I think he's very talented. I think he's the first Muslim to be, nominated too.
I'll make my decision when I watch all of them.
Yeah? Are you actually going to watch all of them?
No, and I need no chance. I'll watch like 5-6 of them.
Okay.
And then I'll do a hefty amount of research, cross-referencing a ton of Twitter and news articles on the Oscars like 2 days before, and then just memorize all of it.
I think that could pay off. I mean, that's what you usually do anyway.
That's what I do every year. Like, literally, usually sometimes it's not even like, I will just, before I get there that day, I'll just, like, read a bunch and be like, all right, 6 different articles think that this team's going to win, this team's going to win, this. And then, but she does that too. She has better sources. Like, she has people who, she has, like, those obscure ones. Like, I usually I'm not finding multiple articles that are talking about the freaking documentaries because I'll usually lose on those. And she'll be like, yeah, I knew that one. I'm like, how? She's like, well, I watched it. She watches them all too.
Yeah. She is annoying like that, isn't she?
Yeah, well, if you like movies.
I guess if you like movies. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never come close. I just pick who I want to win every year. Now, I don't really have a lot of dogs in the fight this year because, I don't know, not a lot of movies that are my thing. They didn't really come out. And if they did, they aren't really nominated. So, I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Next year's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
Movies. Maybe.
Much better.
Are you watching the Justice League this week?
March 18th?
18th on whatever.
HBO.
Thursday.
The Cut.
4 hours, man. That is a long time to be watching that movie. Now, I've been hearing some mixed reviews so far.
Yeah?
They are not mixed. It's just like some people were saying, it's better than the original version. And other people were like, oh, it's like washing paint dry. So it'd be interesting. I don't know. I guess I'll watch it 4 hours. I don't know if I'll watch it on Thursday or maybe over the weekend. But
that's like a Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah.
I got a Lord of the Rings beer.
Yeah?
Oh, Lord of the Rings-esque beer. It's called like Meddling Earth. And it's got like Frodo on it. Like a character.
Who's it by? Who's it from?
I'm not 100% sure. I'll bring it. I'm saving it for our next Wendigo. I got a 4-pack.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we got a new Wendigo coming soon now that we're getting vaxxed and stuff. We just kind of waited a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, man. I think it's going to bring us to the Rec Room. You got anything to recommend this week?
Yeah. It's called The Last Blockbuster. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I was starting to think, it's like, is that like The Last Action Hero
movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? No, it's a documentary of that, like, goes into what happened to Blockbuster.
And
talks about how there's only one Blockbuster open right now. It's one left.
And yeah, so it's like Oregon or something like that?
Yeah, it's in Bend, Oregon. And so there was a John Oliver. There was like three left, and two or three were, or maybe there's four left, and three of them were in Alaska, and the one was left in Oregon. And then they John Oliver did like a thing where he bought a bunch of random movie memorabilia, like Russell Crowe movie memorabilia, and they sent it to them, and it helped them for a little while, but then they sent it to this place, and it's all centered around Bend, Oregon. It's literally still, it's the last Blockbuster.
Now,
and, like, you can go in and live the nostalgia, and it's just a bunch of like, you know, they interview actors that worked for Blockbuster, and it's a pretty cool documentary.
Is this the one? It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I believe it's on Netflix.
I forget which podcast I was listening to. They were talking about it. Isn't it kind of funny that the thing that killed Blockbuster put out a Blockbuster documentary?
Yeah, well, it talks about how Netflix didn't kill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't. So they were, if they talk about that, the guy was like, well, we weren't losing to Netflix. They were exactly the same, but their holding company filed bankruptcy.
Really?
Yeah, so they had so much debt, and they had a website, they had a streaming service coming, and they were doing the to mail like videos. So they were like talking about that. They're like, well, Netflix didn't win. They were doing well, but we were like at the time, and then their holdings company filed bankruptcy, and that's what they. There's nothing they could do. Also, the fact that they did no fees, mm-hmm. no late fees. So at one point, I remember the commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, it was like no more late fees, and I was like, how the fuck are they gonna make any? Because I was like, no one's gonna return the DVDs. And they're interviewing people, and everyone that worked at Blockbuster, like, yeah, it was the worst. They're like, no, People were showing up just like, we're like, we will pay people's late fees if they just bring them back. We just want to watch because no one had DVDs because they could just keep them. You don't have the, and you can return it because there's no late fees.
Yeah, that was always, I don't think I ever did the physical Netflix.
You know, I did. I did the, we did the one by mail that was, at first it was one, then we got two DVDs. Well, actually, at first it was unlimited. You could, like, send for a bunch. And it was really cool at first. And then they had the both of them. You could stream and you got them by mail. So you had a streaming service. And then, I don't know if you remember it, they did the split. So they had a...
Yeah.
They were like, and people were like, what the fuck? Because you paid the monthly subscription to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, and you, and literally it was, you were paying for one thing and you got the mail ones and the streaming service. And then there was like, yeah, now you have to pay for, they just separated them and you had to decide what you wanted. And they had more catalog, like they had more movies, DVDs, you know, than that were available than streaming. So
yeah, do they still do DVDs, you think?
I don't know. Did they send,
let's see, does, yeah, wait, oh, what the hell, how do I get out of this? Does Netflix still send DVDs? Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Still in the mail?
Here's how to sign up to DVDs when you rent movies with no late fees. Oh, my God.
That was what it was originally. That is what Netflix was.
But it is a separate subscription, so.
Yeah, well, it was a separate subscription. Then they started doing streaming with it, and you got both of them.
Yeah.
You just got both of them. And then they separated it, and people were like, fucking. I remember their stock took a – it was – now it's fucking, it was like a $2 at some point, and then it fucking shot.
It looks like back. Renting out, like you can have, there's two different plans. So either like $7.99 a month to rent one DVD at a time, and then $11.99 a month to rent two DVDs at a time. I mean, I don't think anybody's doing that. I can't even imagine who's still doing that.
I mean, it depends. If I guess they can, because with streaming rights, you can only have like some Hulu and has streaming rights, but if
you can have any number of
DVD,
yeah,
they have so many more like catalog. They have so many, you can just get that DVD because when you buy it, you own that. That's what rentals are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also the documentary goes into like how Blockbuster became so big, like what, how movie rentals became big and why they were a thing, and it's very interesting. So the last Blockbuster, check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. My recommendation is the game Loop Hero. On Steam Arenos. The full game came out like 2 weeks ago, and I've put in over 24 hours into the game already. It's awesome, man. I mean, it like the free demo was great, and you know, it gave you a lot, and you do get to carry things over. It is so interesting how much you can expand on the game, and they already announced they're doing DLC, added features and stuff like that. The game is basically, it's like the most unique game I've ever played. I guess you have like an auto, like, player who's just walking around the circle, and you're building shit around the circle to make his loop harder to do. Like, you're making little monsters, or you're also buffing him with some certain things, like a mountain will make his HP go up or whatever. And it's all cards, and you build a certain deck to bring into the battle. And there's all this, like, the strategic depth is pretty incredible, and you learn how to place things and like what's the best way to do it to like maximize what you're doing. And I'm on the I think technically the last level. So
of the game?
Yeah, I mean the last like loop, and it's like the hardest loop, and like it's gonna take me a while to build up my character because you can build up stuff at your camp in between loops, so that your character becomes, you know, incrementally stronger because it's like a roguelite game. So yeah, man, it's great. You know, everything about it, the art style, the sound, and the gameplay is incredible. And yeah, I can't recommend it enough. It's currently my game of the year, you know, not even halfway through the year. So yeah, man. And you played a little bit of it too, right?
Loop here. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I just I didn't commit to buying it.
Yeah, it might go on sale soon. So
yeah, I'll get it one day. I just I was really set on those Indiana Jones point and click games.
Yeah, I would look into if there's a way you can modify your Mac.
Well, I can just run a boot camp, it says, on my Mac, and it will run it like as a Mac or as a Windows. But I need more save space, or, you know. Right. I need like 40 gigabytes or something.
Well, you'll get there. And you know, and soon you'll be flipping quarters. And yeah,
I mean, that's good. When that day comes,
oh lordy,
you won't, you know what I'm saying?
You know it. That's gonna do it for the show. You can find Dan at The Rumor Rack. You can find me at Tommy John's on most platforms: TikTok, Twitter, Patreon, Nookshots.com, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
See you.
Just be